up into the neighborhood, see what's going down. Gucci!
What's happening? What's happening?
What's going on, man? Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood, Gucci Mane.
It is
our pleasure, man. Now, first off, people probably thinking like, man, how did this phone call go down? It's going. You guys hearing it for real, man? And Gucci's doing that time right now, man. But that hustle don't stop, right, bro?
Definitely not, man. I'll be out sooner
than
later.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you realistically, man? Do you know? Are we coming home a little sooner than we thought?
Definitely. Yes.
I heard that, man. Now, let me ask you this. Just with the rise, man, knowing that there's been a grind process for Gucci, man, and now it seemed like when it came to your own songs, being that assist leader, there's so much focus on Gucci right now, man. And not that a cat can pick when a situation goes down, but did this just feel like oh, man, not right now?
Nah, to be honest with you, man, this situation, man, now, it was a pending case for the last 6 months.
Right.
So the whole time, I was just trying to manage it because I knew, you know, I was facing up like maybe two years and 7 months, you know, 31 months. So, you know, when the verdict came that I got a year that I could, you know, some with good behavior, probably so 6 months or less, you know, it was I was grateful for the fact that I knew I could manage that better than being gone for almost 3 years. You know what I'm saying?
So
I did what I could do. You know, I couldn't tour for the last 5 months outside, like I wanted to. I only do little certain spot dates with a lot of people going with me, and it was just so hectic that I was really ready to get it over with so I can get back to doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? So this time I'm passing, and I'll be back out there.
You know? I heard that. What do you do, Gucci, as far as, man, like, making sure, of course, the material, but making sure that name stays out there also?
I'm a very hard worker, you know what I'm saying? And I always try to outwork every artist in the industry, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I recorded so much music and did so many collaborations. I recorded 2 CDs before I even you know, so went to jail. So I already got an album that came out December 8th, State vs. Razor Davis, and it's doing exceptionally well, you know what I'm saying? And it just details all what I've been going through with the legal system, you know, without abuse I'd have had and how I feel on them right now and just everything that's been going on in my life. And I also recorded a CD to be released right before I come out. You know what I'm saying? Called the appeal.
I heard that.
Of the State vs. Rachel Davis. So I had to leave my fans with something because they've been supporting me through all the tribulations and trials I've been going through in my life. So at least I could have did.
Gucci, I wanted to ask you, how did all these collaborations just start happening? Was it one of those things where your phone started ringing or you started picking up the phone? Because all of a sudden we hear you with Usher and we hear you with Mario. And just, I mean, you name it, Lil Wayne, with everybody out, we hear you.
I've learned in the rap game, you know what I'm saying? Once you got some heat, people want to stand next to it and get warm with it. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
So, and that goes both ways, you know what I'm saying, with me and them. So once I established myself as being a credible artist, somebody who can make some money and have a wide audience of people listening to me, then, you know, in that time, people who had the same thing going on wanted to collaborate with me because I brought something to the table. And I had to respect that and grind until I got to the point where people would want to work with me like that.
Now, Gucci, you know, everybody was talking about the beef with you and Young Jeezy, and we heard you guys squash the beef. Is it like a collaboration coming up? Did you guys talk since, you know, that phone conversation?
Before that even came out, we had collaborated. Before that interview came out, we had been talking, you know what I'm saying, and came to a mutual agreement to coexist with each other, you know what I'm saying? Shit ain't never so big, and both of us got so many people that run up under us that, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of selfish to say we traveling the world and making all this money and people in our crew, you know, so they on the front line of this stuff. So I know with me personally, I didn't want that on my hands, you know what I'm saying? So I did it for me as well as for my team, you know what I'm saying? But we already collaborated on 2 songs. One is already out and one is debut in a couple weeks.
Hey, Gucci, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. You sound real good right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sound real good, man. And with something that's out of control as far as out of your hands, it seems like you really got your hands on your situation, man. And we definitely thank you for this phone call, Gucci. And we gonna hold you down till you get home. And we'll see you in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
I appreciate that, Big Boy. The State vs. Razor Davis, everybody who supported, I thank you tremendously. And everybody who ain't got to go get it, it's a must-have.
All right, my man. We'll holler at you, man. Best believe it. And what we'll do, man, when you get home, we want to see you in the neighborhood also, family. We can sit down.
No, I swear, brother.
There it is. It's going down. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Big Boy. Gucci. DJ.